Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. What does it mean to suffer with loneliness and what are the feelings that go with it? With me on the line to talk about this is Dudley Councillor and Cabinet Member for Health and Adult Social Care, Nicholas Barlow, to talk about being lonely and the effect that it can have. He'll also going to tell me about a virtual event to tackle loneliness, and here he is on the line now. Good evening, Councillor.
Good evening, Clive.
Thank you very much for your time this evening. First of all, what do you think creates loneliness?
Well, the coronavirus pandemic has hit so many people in different ways, mm-hmm. and you know, it can be down to digital isolation for our older people, or just the fact that people are working from home and not being able to see their friends or family, and it's really exacerbated loneliness and social isolation. It's a very serious public health issue, and the key priorities in a similar way to smoking and obesity.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it has a detrimental effect, on one's health, as you've just said. But give me an example of some of the other triggers that we've talked about, the coronavirus, but us humans, we are designed to be social creatures, aren't we? That's the very nature of how we are. I guess families that don't get on, that can create isolation, social isolation, can't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yes. I think not everybody lives in an ideal, family setting. You try and get on with things, and you go out doing your shopping, and sometimes you just feel that you don't want to. You just don't want to engage with people, and you end up shutting yourself away. Mm. It then becomes more and more difficult for people to start getting back to whatever normality is. So we've got to make sure that people are supported as best as possible, and it's not just our elderly population as well. It's affecting younger people as well. And in Dudley, there's about 13% of older people reported often feeling lonely, and a further 30% feeling lonely at some other time. And it's affecting the age of 16 to 24 years, who are most likely to report feeling lonely often or always than the other group, and that's according to a National Office for National Statistics report. But it does have that the pandemic has had such a huge effect on people's mental health, and self-reported mental health has deteriorated during the panic, mm-hmm. because I suppose people don't want to be seen as bothering anybody else. They just feel as if they just want to get on with it.
Tell me what you have been doing to help people during the pandemic.
Well, I keep in touch with one of my older neighbours. I've been part of their support bubble during COVID, so keeping a check on them if they want any shopping, and really just keeping in touch with everybody else and making sure that we get all the necessary messages out to people that need it. And it's very difficult that we put so much information out online, and obviously not everybody has got access to the internet, so it's making sure that our libraries and other people are able to get that information other groups as well.
And it can be such a tonic, can't it, just by actually picking up the telephone and talking to somebody, because you say not everybody uses the internet.
Absolutely. And I think it's great to have that phone call to a friend or a neighbor or a relative, and it's just having a catch up as to how they are, if they want any support, it makes a huge difference to have somebody on the end of a telephone call, and you know, Dudley Council have had you know, support, you know, Pleased to Meet You service, and you know, through the Dudley voluntary sector as well, that, you know, we've provided as much support as we can for people that do, you know, want to really speak to somebody.
It is possible, though, isn't it, to feel lonely even in a room full of people? So perhaps you're invited to a party, a socially distanced party or a socially distanced gathering at the moment, of course. But it is still possible to feel quite lonely in a large number of people. What do you think that could be attributed to?
I think, yes, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, you know, people can come across as very outgoing and you know, try and get involved with, you know, with events, but a lot of the time they just want to you know, sort of sit in the background, and it then becomes very difficult for those to engage. And I think it's down to others to encourage them as best as possible, obviously not dragging them in, but doing it very gently, you know, so that they don't feel excluded. Because otherwise, you know, it's a very, you know, it's a very unfortunate state of affairs.
I think it's fair to say, isn't it, that being lonely can have a detrimental effect on the mind and the body, more so, I think, on the mind.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, if you're, you know, sat in the house and, you know, you've got no friends or family, and all you want to do is sort of just sit there and read, or, you know, go on the computer, you know, you end up, you know, eating more, drinking more, smoking more, potentially, because, you know, you feel that that's your, you know, your little bit of comfort zone. But yes, it undoubtedly affects people's mental health. I had COVID back in January, and I was in bed for about a fortnight. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's you know, quite a sobering experience. Admittedly, you know, people were keeping a check on me, but I just had no energy. I just didn't want to do anything. You know, there are many, many other people, you know, in that same situation, and we need to make sure that, you know, they get the support post-COVID. You know, we're hearing of so many people with long COVID as well, you know, and we still don't know all the ins and outs of that. So, again, you know, it's making sure that, you know, people do get the necessary support and guidance, either from the council or from their own GPs.
And it isn't just the elderly that this affects, because I think statistically now more people live alone in society of all age groups than have ever done before. And it isn't just something that's associated with elderly people, is it?
No, very much so. And I think, you know, it's probably more noticeable in our larger towns and cities, that, you know, people become quite insular. You know, they're doing their work online, and they're not able to, you know, they're not getting out and about and speaking to people. So, yes, it does affect everybody right across, you know, the age spectrum, really. So, you know, people must make time for themselves, even if it's just going out for 20 minutes, a walk around the block, or, you know, sitting outside if they can, just to, you know, recharge those batteries and get fresh air, which, you know, is really important.
Absolutely. I'm going to come on to the Stay Connected Wellbeing event in a moment. Now, you've talked there about the things that somebody can do for themselves. If we think one of our friends or a family member or somebody might be experiencing loneliness, how can we identify that, and what sort of initial steps should we take?
I think it's you know, it does manifest as, you know, itself in different ways, but I think, you know, a simple phone call, you know, if people aren't responding back to the phone calls, then obviously that is a bit of concern. But, you know, drop them a text, drop them a message. If you can, go round to them, socially distance, you know, even if it's about, you know, dropping some flowers off or something just to cheer them up. you know, yes, it does, you know, appear in very different ways. And some people, when they're out with others, they do put this face on. And of course, when they get back home, they shut the door and they just don't feel as if they want to engage with people. So it's, you know, it is learning, you know, how to deal with it as best as possible.
Now, I can relate to that because my friend lost her father a few weeks ago, and a couple of weeks ago we had the funeral. Now, I'm a sort of long-standing family friend, so I know all of their family. It's a big family, but they're spread all over the place, far and wide. But, of course, everybody came together for the funeral. And, you know, again, that was within the current guidelines, but we were able to socially distance back at my friend's mum's house in the garden because the weather was good. So we were able to have a bit, you know, a bit of a gathering afterwards, just of close family people. And of course, you know, my friend's mum had been married to her father since 1957. And then, you know, everybody leaves the house and then it leaves my friend's mum literally on her own. And she'd had so many flowers sent to her at the house, and she made an aside comment. She said, "Oh, I said these flowers are lovely, but I wish people would stop sending me flowers. Send me chocolates instead." Now, that resonated with me, and so a couple of days later, I went online and ordered some chocolates to be delivered to her. And literally, I think that the postman had dropped them off, and she was on the phone to me to say thank you. She said, "It was just what I needed, and I've had two of them already." I think she'd been battling with the pensions people at that point in time. But the point I'm making here is that the chocolates just were conveniently well timed, but it was something that had a positive impact on her day. And if I know her, which I know her very well, there's probably none left now. But, you know, it's doing, as you say, something like that, a simple act for somebody that you know they're going to like. And even if you can't see them for, you know, perhaps they're separated by distance or for COVID reasons, then doing something like that, something simple like that, is really beneficial.
Oh, it is, and you know, and things like making a meal or making a cake, you know, it's something that's, you know, it's different, and you know, people do appreciate it, you know, because it is something that, you know, that is, you know, out of the ordinary, and yes, sometimes, you know, people do get, you know, deluged with flowers after a funeral, and it's then we know what to do with them.
No, that's right. Now, tell me about the council's Stay Connected Wellbeing virtual event. Now, as we say, the key there is virtual, but tell me all about the event.
Right. It's being held on next Tuesday, which is the 29th, from 6 till 8 p.m. And also, it's being repeated again on Thursday, the 1st of July, from midday till 2. And people can drop in and tune as they wish, or, you know, or stay for the full 2 hours. It'll be held on Zoom, so hopefully people won't have too many difficulties in accessing the you know, the event.
And what will people get from the event? How will it map out?
It's, you know, it's about you know, sharing people's you know, sort of experiences, and what we as an authority, along with our, you know, our networks, can provide people. And you know, it is about you know, getting that information out to people, and we encourage, you know, any community groups or organisations you know, to get involved as well. But you know, everybody is in the same boat, you know, on that, and you know, hopefully they should feel at ease, you know, not standing on ceremony, because sometimes a lot of these events, you know, can be seen as a bit of a chore, but certainly not this event. You know, it is incredibly informal, and, you know, I would encourage anybody to sign up to the event and just have a, you know, a couple of hours out, you know, out of your day to, you know, just have a natter. See what else is going on, and the fact, you know, and reassure people that they are not on their own. You know, there are so many other people out there in extremely, you know, different situations.
How can we sign up to this event then, Councillor?
Right. For more information, they can contact Kate Beale, Beale, at Just Straight Talk. And the number is 07947 097 628, or they can email Kate at juststraighttalk.org, or they can contact Sandra Vaughan at Dudley Mind on 07951 580792, email sandra.vaughan@dudleymind.org.uk.
Right, I'll go over all of those again in a moment. Tell me about the support that the council offers for people who don't have access to the internet, because not everybody does. How can we get that support?
They can ring, if they have people, there's people that they can, go to get information off the internet. Failing that, if they're able to ring their local library or ring Dudley Council Plus on 0300 555 2345 and speak to one of our customer service advisors, so that they'll put them in the right direction. So, we do try and encourage people to give us a call, and we will do our very best to put them in the right direction with whatever support groups we can.
So this event then is this coming Tuesday, the 29th, between 6 and 8pm in the evening.
Yep.
And then it'll be repeated again on the 1st of July between 12 noon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's correct, yes.
That's splendid. Councillor Nicholas Barlow, Cabinet Member for Health and Adult Social Care, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8pm. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.